Three crystals everyone needs in their bedroom. Now, I do have some top tips for you in this video, so make sure you save it. And if you aren't already, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Insta and on TikTok, Crystal Studio UK, for daily crystal tips that you don't want to miss out on. Now, your bedroom needs to be a sanctuary of calm, of zen, of balance. So make sure your bedroom, first of all, is clear of clutter, as that doesn't have the energy of calm and balance. In this video, I'm going to share with you three crystals I recommend everyone has in their bedroom to make sure you have the best night's sleep. Now, before you place crystals in your bedroom, make sure you cleanse and clear it. Use it with sage, incense, sound, or even selenite, and that really helps to clear away heavy, unwanted energy. Now, if you're unsure about crystals you have in your bedroom, pop them below and we'll let you know whether they're a good idea or not. Generally speaking, crystals for energy and excitement and motivation should be kept out of your bedroom and ideally in the kitchen or the living room space. What I do recommend is the gorgeous lapidolite. Now, this crystal is very balancing, it's very calming, it's a mood stabiliser. It's good for those who overthink, who worry, who have anxiety. So popping this under your pillow or by the side of your bed is a really amazing energy to have in that space. Another crystal I recommend is blue lace agate. Now, it looks like the ocean. It's very calming, very soothing, and very relaxing. So it helps you to switch off and go with the flow and not be thinking about the past or the future, just about being. And then I love rose quartz. This is such a great heart healer. So having this by your bed at night time will help you to replenish and heal your heart. Let go of all wounds and scars and traumas so you can feel comforted and loved. Now, there are lots of other crystals to put in your bedroom, but they're my top three at the moment. But go with how you feel. Trust what crystal you're drawn to work with. But like I said, I try and stay away from the oranges and the yellows because they're quite motivating, exciting and not relaxing.